The North Antrim DUP MP Ian Paisley is facing new questions over a luxury holiday he took with his family to the Maldives in 2016. Last night's BBC Spotlight programme revealed new evidence which suggested a complimentary stay at a resort was requested by the government in the Maldives. The holiday came just months after Mr. Paisley took part in a controversial parliamentary visit. Lindsay Telford from the BBC NI Spotlight programme is on the line. Lindsay, what did you reveal in last night's programme?
Hi, Claire. Well, first of all, it's important to set out the context of Ian Paisley's links to the Maldives. So in early 2016, he and two other MPs visited the Maldives as part of a parliamentary visit. And that trip was controversial because the government in the Maldives at the time was facing a lot of international criticism for its alleged human rights abuses. But Ian Paisley advocated on the government's behalf during his visit. He argued against economic sanctions on the country, and with the other MPs, he visited a prison where a former Maldivian president, Mohamed Nasheed, had been held.
And then you revealed last night that after this advocacy on behalf of the government, Ian Paisley later had a holiday in the Maldives.
Yes, that's right, Claire. Last night we revealed that later in 2016, 8 months after that controversial parliamentary visit, Ian Paisley, his wife and their two sons stayed at a luxury resort in the Maldives for 5 nights. We also obtained evidence which suggested that the full board and transfers were complimentary. So that raised a question. Who was providing this complimentary stay, which came so soon after his parliamentary visit? Ian Paisley told us that he paid for part of the trip, and a mystery friend, whose identity he wouldn't disclose, paid the rest. Now, the QC, Gavin Miller, who is an expert on parliamentary rules, says that they dictate that Ian Paisley should be much more transparent about who his friend is and why he won't reveal their identity.
So Ian Paisley says his friend paid for part of the trip and he paid the rest, but you also obtained other evidence which suggests that the Maldivian government was involved.
Yes, that's right. Spotlight obtained evidence which appeared to suggest that, in fact, the stay had been arranged at the request of the government. Now, according to our expert, the QC Gavin Miller, if that is true, Mr. Paisley should have registered the visit on Parliament's Register of Financial Interests, which he didn't do.
And Lindsay, what's Mr. Paisley saying about all of this?
Well, Mr. Paisley has denied categorically that the visit had anything to do with the Maldivian government. He wouldn't be interviewed, but he said that the government of the Maldives did not organise or pay for this holiday. He said he was satisfied the trip did not have to be recorded on the parliamentary register.
Lindsay Telford, thank you for bringing us that story.